you can also transform your life. I hope you find this book helpful. Let's delve into it deeply to understand better and learn how to manage ADHD, turning it into your strength. The symptoms presented by ADHD aren't something a person just musters. It's due to the late development of executive functions that impair their day-to-day life significantly. Simple tasks like waking up early and preparing for the workday become very challenging. However, there are techniques one can employ to smoothen this process. Mindfulness is one of those techniques. It aids in achieving substantial mental clarity. You can eliminate a lot of mental noise by grounding yourself in the present moment. In the next chapter, we'll delve deeper into these techniques and explore how they can help silence the noise within your mind. Chapter 1: A Closer Look at ADHD. ADHD is not a deficit of attention, but rather a difficulty in regulating one's attention. Dr. Ari Tuckman. Mrs. Batterfield found it challenging to manage Fred, who exhibited moments of brilliance but struggled to maintain focus for extended periods. She believed there might have been something lacking in his teaching that prevented Fred from staying attentive. Fred frequently veered into irrelevant subjects, a behavior Mrs. Batterfield initially attributed to his teaching shortcomings. However, it took her a while to realize that Fred was indeed suffering from ADHD. This behavior wasn't confined to the classroom. It spilled over into the playing field, too. During softball games, Fred's excitement and impulsivity led him to spontaneously reveal his strategies, inadvertently allowing opponents to capitalize on his disclosures and secure victories. ADHD, or Attention Deficit Hyperactive Disorder, poses challenges in controlling impulses and managing attention and behavior. Its impact extends across various life domains, affecting academic performance and social interactions. Similar to Fred, many individuals facing ADHD encounter misunderstanding from peers and educators, who misinterpret their restlessness as disinterest or rudeness. However, with appropriate strategies and support, these individuals, like Fred, can harness their energy and creativity for meaningful pursuits. Now, let's begin by understanding the basics of ADHD. It's a neurodevelopment disorder that typically emerges in childhood, often continuing into adulthood. Children grappling with ADHD struggle with attention, impulse control, and excessive activity. ADHD is more common in boys than in girls. It's usually diagnosed in early childhood, when difficulties with attention arise in school. Unfortunately, it can't be prevented or cured, but an early diagnosis allows for the creation of treatment and education plans, aiding children or adults with ADHD in managing their symptoms effectively. Around 8.5% of children and 2.5% of adults are diagnosed with ADHD. Often it's identified early in a child's school years, particularly when it leads to disruptions in the classroom or struggles with schoolwork. Notably, symptoms can differ between boys and girls. Boys often display hyperactivity and externalize their symptoms, resulting in more observable behaviors. In contrast, girls may internalize symptoms, demonstrating inactivity or a more subdued expression of the condition, which sometimes leads to a delayed diagnosis or being less apparent. Symptoms. Growing up poses increasing challenges, and the strain of managing responsibilities can significantly impact one's mental well-being. If you're among the kids labeled as dreamers or goof-offs in early childhood, it's quite possible that you had undiagnosed ADHD. It's crucial to recognize that the awareness of ADHD during our childhood was considerably lower than the resources available today. On the flip side, if you received a diagnosis of ADHD or ADD in childhood, there's a likelihood that these symptoms persisted